Nolte, Rachel Zegler claims she's first Latina in big media. By John Nolte on March 16, 2026. According to the insufferable Rachel Zegler, there was no Latina in big media until she bravely blazed that trail. When I was younger, my approach to beauty was a lot more shaped by what I was witnessing in big pieces of media. So, it was who was on magazine covers, who was in the beauty commercials, who was in movies, and who's considered like the most beautiful movie star at the time, said the girl born in 2001. Then we get to this epic piece of self-regarding BS. It was definitely very Eurocentric as I was growing up. And being a young Latina, that was hard because not a lot of people looked the way that I did. Later in the interview, Zegler said she was the first person of color to refuse to sit in the back of the bus, to sit at a whites-only lunch counter, and to win an Oscar. She then recalled the horror of Eisenhower calling in the National Guard so she could safely attend school in George Wallace's Alabama, and the glory of Lincoln freeing her. Zegler's teen years covered 2012 to 2018, so in order to feed her narcissism/victim status, she just erased Selma Hayek, Eva Mendez, Jessica Alba, Jennifer Lopez, Elizabeth Pena, Rosario Dawson, Penelope Cruz, Gina Torres, Rosie Perez, Sofia Vergara, Rita Hayworth, Michelle Rodriguez, Sonia Braga, Zoe Saldana, Jordana Brewster, Eva Longoria, America Ferreira, Maria Conchita Alonso, Rhea Moreno, Selena Gomez, Gloria Estefan, Raquel Welch. And I'm missing a ton. Everyone knows this. Everyone knows America has embraced Hispanic stars for decades. And still Harper's Bazaar allows this spoiled brat to pretend she's the trailblazer of what was a superhighway decades before she was even born. Or spawned in a woke lab, or whatever it was. Who is managing this awful woman? The fact that she has never attempted to be anything close to appealing or likable, humble, grateful, self-deprecating, funny, is truly shocking. Even Alec Baldwin has been smart enough to make fun of himself now and again. Her movie career has already stalled. You'd think she'd at least try something new, but no, it's the same smugness over and over again. But this is what happens when things come too easily at an early age. Without the struggle and hard knocks, you appreciate nothing.